Hey, 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 everybody. It's Lynn Schuster Williams.
And Brooke Haynes.
And we are here for Frequency 500. And we are so excited you're here with us. And today, Brooke, I think we're going to talk a little bit about, there's this idea floating around about, you know, it's kind of a thing that there are two thoughts about out in the world. And I thought that you brought it up, and I thought it was so brilliant to think about how helping others, right, helps us raise our vibration, not helping others in the dysfunctional way, right? So we're going to talk about all of that today, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So somebody said to me one time, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling challenged, find somebody to help, right? And that was such good advice. But then I also see in my Reset It clients, I see people all the time, especially women, who have a program that says, I have to put everybody else first. Like, I can't take care of me because it's my responsibility to take care of everybody else, right? So it's kind of like, if you take that idea that if you're feeling down and you find somebody to help, it'll make you feel better. If you take that to the extreme, now it's a problem, right?
Yeah. Or if you do it before your cup is full.
Right.
So I think that's a lot to do too. And I have been someone who's given my all to people when I was running on fumes. And I think a lot of women do or have been, you know, that's something that we're all unlearning during this phase of life. Yeah. And, but I think when we approach it from my cup is full, and then we go and uplift or support others, whether that means helping them go through their books on their bookcase, whether it means helping them run errands, whether it means a coaching call, whatever it means, a friendship, a telephone call, whatever it means,
right?
Some sort of support. If our cup is full, then we get abundance of fullness.
Yeah.
To support and help someone else.
Yeah. You know, and I think about, you made me think about, well, what do I do in my life that is that, right? And most of the things that I do in my life that are that, I just do because I think that's my friend and I want to do something nice for them, not because I'm like, I'm down and I got to go do something nice for somebody to raise my vibration or something, right? I just do it because I want to be a good friend to my friend, right?
100%. And then it does in return.
Right.
And I think that's kind of like, not to get off on a different topic, but meditate. You can't meditate in order to feel, meditate in order to get what you want. You meditate to feel good. Right. So you are. And so it's like when you feel good, you will help someone else and that will amplify and come back. I don't know if I said that correctly, but.
Yeah. So I totally agree with that too. It's like, what are the things I do for myself that make me more available for others, right? There's this woman that I follow on social media, and I don't know her name, but she's hysterically funny, but she's also really good at supporting people, at supporting themselves. And she's hysterical, and she says, you better, you know, look out for yourself and do all this. And, you know, and then she ends everyone with keep it up, cutie, because, you know, you're, you know, a badass or something. I don't know what
she's the one that like will sweep the grass.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I so apologize for not knowing her name. We'll find it and put it in the show notes or something. But she said something this week on a video that I saw that made me realize that what she's really saying is what you talked about. She said, you can't give 100% of yourself to a whole bunch of different things because you are your 100%. Like you only have 100% and it's you. And if you, it's what you're saying about is your cup full, right? There's also the other way to think about that cup full thing. I think about it every time somebody says you can't give unless your cup's full. You also have to make room in your cup for new, right? So there's that old story about this really like the richest man in the world, whoever he was, and he wanted to know the secret of life. So he traveled to the top of the Himalayan mountains to some guru who was supposed to tell him the secret of life. And he marched up there with all his Sherpas and all his, you know, big stuff. And he gets to the top and he's sitting down to have tea with the guru. And he starts by telling the guru how important he is and all the things he's done in the world and all the businesses he's run and how many airplanes he owns and all this stuff, right? And the guru starts to pour his tea. And he pours his tea and he pours his tea and he keeps pouring. And the tea overflows the cup and overflows the saucer and comes all over this man who's like, oh my gosh, you've burned me with the tea and I can't believe you did that. And how dare you? And all this stuff. And he said, okay, well, I have to go change my clothes now. Are you going to tell me the secret of life? And he said, come back when your cup has room to hold it. Right? Like you have no room for the secret of life because your cup is overflowing with yourself already. Right? So that's the other kind of one that I always think of when somebody says that about you got to fill your cup first. I'm like, and maybe leave a little room for whatever goodness is next that you haven't gotten yet, right?
I think that's when we say we need a mug.
Yeah, it's time for a stein. You need a bigger cup.
With a little tiny pinhole in it. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Or stop and take a sip from life, okay, right? Ooh, stop and take a sip from life so you have a little room for more goodness or to receive, right? Receiving is another great way to raise your vibration. So if you're always like, my cup's so full and I have to fill my cup so I can give and all that stuff, you never have any room to receive. You got to receive too.
Yes, absolutely. That was beautiful. That's pretty poetic there, Lynn. You ought to think about maybe writing a book.
You're so funny. I might.
Yes. You know, the topic came up for me because I was able to reach out and help someone recently, and I saw what it did, and it made me like, it made me feel really good in that moment. And so I know that when I say something like, you know what, it can help you when you help someone else. With women, it's a slippery slope because we're also saying, put you first, you know, so not to repeat the conversation we've already had, but that's where this kind of spawned for me. And this conversation came from me was just knowing how good it felt when I was able to uplift someone. It's almost like celebrating with other people, like empowering and amplifying them in that regard. Yeah.
Right? That's right. And that's what we do in Wise Women Collective for sure. Right. And at the Be More Conference for Women, we are intentionally celebrating others. We are intentionally amplifying the dreams of others. We are intentionally, you know, being in a position to feel great from a place of that celebration. And, you know, one of the things we talk about at Celebration Friday through the Wise Women Collective is this idea that, when we are in a community of people who are celebrating together, the gift we give ourselves is by tuning in to the feeling tone of someone else's celebration, because our subconscious minds don't know the difference between a real celebration and an imagined one. Ask any Olympic gold medalist who visualized being on the gold medal platform, right? That's why athletes visualize crossing the finish line first and all of that, right? Because your brain doesn't know the difference between an imagined celebration and one you've experienced. So it's experiencing it, right? Even when it's just imagined. And I think, you know, the gift we give others is when we celebrate in community and we infuse our celebration with the feeling tone of what we're feeling about the thing we're celebrating, because then they get to tune into that. So that's the gift we give others. And that's part of this idea, right, of that we're talking about today of supporting. Giving, right?
Yeah. giving, right. All, another thing that it does for me is it helps me look for ways. And when I'm looking for things to celebrate, or I'm looking for ways to amplify, I, then I'm refocusing my brain to go look for those things instead of what's not, but what is, right?
Right, exactly. When we train our brains to look for the good, when we train our brains to always get curious about what good there is in situations that are in front of us, we are literally training our brains to our subconscious minds to show us more of the good that we want. And that's, you know, that's the gift we give ourselves. But when we do it in community and we allow others to into the feeling tone of that, then it's the gift we give them too.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I know you give a lot of gifts every single day because I'm share spaces with you all the time. And I'm in that space. It's a natural thing for you to do is uplift others and point them out in a really healthy, wonderful way and all that. So when you started off and you said, I think about how I help others, I'm like, you help them all day long, man.
Well, thank you, Brooke. Right back at you, sister, too, because like I look at my day today, it's like noon and I've spent 3 hours already in meetings, one of which was with you helping me. So I can definitely say right back at you, sister. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I think this whole idea, I want to reiterate because we should probably say this every time we get together to talk about Frequency 500. But in case anybody doesn't know why we talk about Frequency 500, it's from Dr. David R. Hawkins. And he wrote about the map of consciousness. And he said, you know, it goes from 0 to 1,000, these frequencies of our consciousness. And he said that one person calibrated at 500, which is the frequency of love, makes up for or counterbalances 750,000 people at 200 or below, which is where like shame, guilt, anger, all those things are, right? So think about how important it is for us to reach for the frequency of love. Right? Self-love, love of others, giving and receiving, this whole cycle helps elevate our frequency closer and closer to that 500 and above, right? So we want to inspire people at frequency 500 to reach for living from the frequency of love or above. And so that's why we talk about this the way we do. And I just kind of think it's important in case somebody comes up to this episode and never heard any of the others to know why we're talking about that.
Great. Great thing to remember. Awesome. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Brooke, for being here. Thank you, listeners, for being part of Frequency 500. We love having you on this trip with us. It's fun. It's beautiful. It's important, and we're glad you're here, and we're grateful for each and every one of you. Invite somebody else who you think would love to hear about living from love and above to come and listen to our podcast. We'd appreciate it. It's all at frequency500.com.